This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. There are fewer reported coronavirus cases, but the death toll continues to rise. More than 2,000 people have now died, and the number of those infected exceeds $75,000. A WHO director general said it's crucial for impacted countries to be transparent and share information with the World Health Organization so it can help. China says it has revoked the press credentials of three Wall Street Journal reporters over a headline for an opinion column deemed by the government to be racist and slanderous. VOA's Jim Bertel reports.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says the contested headline refers to the current virus outbreak in China, calling the country the real sick man of Asia. The February 3rd op-ed by Bard College professor Walter Russell Mead smears the efforts of the Chinese government and people on fighting the virus epidemic. The statement explains the expulsions come after the journal refused demands to make an official apology and hold the persons involved accountable. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
A respected Japanese virologist said Wednesday that if the Tokyo Olympics were held tomorrow, the games probably couldn't be held because of the fast-spreading virus from Wuhan, China. The local Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee and the International Olympic Committee have repeatedly said over the last few weeks they are following the advice of the World Health Organization and that the games will go on. With every passing day, the impact of the virus seems to spread, and so does the fallout, as Olympic qualifying events are canceled or postponed, travel gets difficult, and athletes and families are left wondering. The modern Olympics, dating from 1896, have only been canceled during wartime, and they were postponed. They had boycotts in 1980 and 1984. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it will bypass federal laws on building contracts to speed up the construction of a wall aimed at blocking illegal crossings at the southern border. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Critics are objecting to a plan by the Homeland Security Department to waive procurement regulations like open competition and bidders' appeals to allow nearly 200 more miles of border wall to go up more quickly. The Project on Government Oversight says waiving the requirement for certified cost data could lead to grossly inflated prices and opens the door for shoddy work without any remedy. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says he hopes the waivers, approved by Congress in 2005, will accelerate some of the construction going along the southwest border. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The UK unveils an immigration overhaul for 2021, and it's focused on skills. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative government says the new rules would open up the UK to the brightest and best from around the world, while ending the reliance on cheap, low-skilled labour coming into the country. But British employers say the radical changes could bring about a crisis for sectors such as health and social care. Hundreds of thousands of EU citizens currently hold jobs in sectors including farming, healthcare and restaurants that are relatively low paid. Charles de Ledesma, London.
An Istanbul court acquitted noted philanthropist Osman Kavala on charges of sedition, ending a trial that drew international attention as a test of civil liberties in Turkey. Kavala and eight other defendants were acquitted on all charges for lack of concrete evidence. Six Democratic candidates are in Nevada for the ninth debate in the race to be the party's nominee to oppose U.S. President Donald Trump in November's general election. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg will be on the stage for the first time. Bloomberg's name is not even on the ballot in Nevada, but he has surged in national polls in recent weeks while spending hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money on the campaign. In an AP interview, Tufts University political science professor Jeffrey Berry says, look for resentment on the debate stage.
This billionaire from New York pops in and has only been campaigning for a month or so, and is mostly campaigning just on the basis of his wealth, meaning he's running on the basis of television commercials. So he's doing it the easy way. They've been doing it the hard way, and they're angry.
The federal judge in the Roger Stone trial is refusing to postpone her sentencing, scheduled for Thursday, while President Donald Trump says the conviction of his close friend and confidant should be thrown out. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said the sentencing will take place as planned. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.